Hello?
Hi, Adam.
Hi. Let me hang this other one up. Sorry, it was still ringing. All right. I figured out how to do it. How are you doing? You guys took off way too fast yesterday. I was going to say hi to... I assume Tara was beside you. I only looked at her after I walked away and saw Dan.
Yep. I had to chat with Dan and with my vice chair, Dave Bigelow, in his other house. So,
turkeys.
Yeah, we were proud to get home, and then they wouldn't let us out the frickin' doors.
They wouldn't let what?
They wouldn't let us out the doors.
They wouldn't let you out the building? Out the doors of the event?
Nope, not. They wouldn't let us out of the doors of the event. And Dan's like, that's illegal. That's keeping people hostage.
Why would they not let you out? Did they give you a reason? The security guys?
Yeah.
That's weird.
They said,
okay.
They were instructed from security not to let anybody out until after Ron DeSantis had been on the road for 5 minutes. Well, here's somebody like that has a bad.
Oh, I got it. Yeah, okay. Well,
but
they did that at the Trump rally. Oh, no, I gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like it, but I understand.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Wow.
So then we basically, as soon as they moved from the doors, we took off because it was a long drive home, and
we had
all had long
days. Are you 3 hours too, or no?
Yeah, we're 3 hours.
That's what I thought.
So we went to see DeSantis, not Michael, but you know that was the first time we've heard Michael speak, and if he was speaking truth and what he means, he's not a bad choice.
No, and that's what I've told lots of people. Like, I mean, as an executive, right, in air quotes, I think he's doing a good job. But
yeah.
I don't like his background. But you can't know until you try anyway. So, yeah, that's what I told everybody. He's got the big experience to run a state. But
oh, yes, he does.
I don't know about the rest of it.
Right.
So back to reality. How's your poor board?
How's my what?
Your board.
There's starting to be a pain in my ass.
Oh,
there's starting to be a pain in my ass. And here's where it's coming. It's like, okay, I'm going to be straight with you. Tara thinks that Karen riled them up.
Tara is Karen's daughter. Thinks that Karen Mueller riled the board up against, or for, sorry, how so? Question mark? I don't know.
Well, okay, because, you know, we've had a lot going on.
Oh, yeah.
We've had, you know, our old chair withholding our Facebook page, our old chair filing fines. You know, and so we're trying to figure out how to hold them accountable, and it's like they don't want to go that extra step and hold them accountable. They don't want RTW coming after us. We had a meeting last Monday night with the membership that went well. We changed our bylaws, which will hold people accountable, which is a good thing, but it's like they don't want to act on it. And I'm going to be honest, I almost feel like part of the board is avoiding me. So at our last meeting, because we had received the deposit in August from Save America.
Yeah.
Well, you know we've got Farrows in our county, right? Paul Farrow's twin brother, Peter.
Oh, yeah. You told me that.
Okay. Well, he was there. And in the treasurer's report, hold on. I got to take this. Just hold on.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Yep.
Sorry, it was my husband. He had something on the road, and he had me call it in, and then he wanted an update. But basically, our treasurer's report had to reflect that Save America Fund, you know, donated. Well, Peter Farrell right away jumped up on it. Well, I'm going to be honest, I don't exactly know what Save America is. I know it's some kind of a PAC, you know what I mean, that's affiliated with Trump, but other than that, I don't really know much.
Yep, that's it. That's your summary.
So basically, I just said that they sent us funds and we were sending it somewhere else to pay an invoice. And Peter Farrell jumped all over that. And it sounds like campaign finance laws are trying to be broken. But here's where the issue came in with my board. Karen Mueller went and started researching Save America because she didn't know what it was.
What?
You,
they don't know Trump's okay, go ahead.
Nope, she didn't know what it was. So, anyways, in her research, she found that on the 9th, a grand jury was formed, and a lot of people were sent subpoenas that had received money from Save America.
For what purpose?
She told me that she feels it's a witch hunt, but Chippewa County can't take that chance. So I tried to call Janelle Branton. She answered. She said she'd call me back because she was in the Capitol. She never called me back. So I had no choice but to do a wire transfer and transfer the money back.
Okay, that's fine.
If
it works, it works. Everybody has to win. Sorry, like I'm easy.
I agree. But I'm one of these that I like to keep my word. Well, then the next thing that Karen started going after me with is, you never talked to us about this. And I just wasn't going to argue with her. And I talked with Karen. I'm like, Kara, I could have swore that we brought up people sending us money for Adam Steen. And everybody agreed. No, I don't think that we took an official vote because we didn't want it in our minutes. You know, but I'm like, I'm almost positive. No, Save America wasn't brought up specifically. And Tara's like, Amanda, I think I remember that too. She's like, I think we need another executive committee meeting.
Exactly.
Because now basically we've got this $4,000 that we have allocated to you. Karen's like, well, why don't you send that to Lane Glade so they're not sick? So now I'm in this moral dilemma. Where are we supposed to send this? We allocated it for you.
Yep.
How are we supposed to make sure that we don't screw somebody?
You can't win everybody, Tara. I'm okay. Seriously.
I'm frustrated.
Janelle's calling me about a mailer. And she hasn't stopped. Do you want to call her right now, and then I will call her as soon as you're done so you can explain her board to you? And then if you need to send the $4,000 to Langley, did you send it already?
I haven't sent it. I'm still holding on to it. And Tara said, Amanda, because of how our board's being, and, like, she thinks that Karen riled them up because Karen was accusing me of, like pretending this $4,000 was the money from Save America. And I'm like, that wasn't it. So Tara's like, Amanda, I think we need to call a special executive committee meeting because she's like, the way we're at right now, if they can bitch about whichever place you send it to. You know, so she's like, I think that we need to call an executive committee meeting and have them decide which place to send it to.
Yep.
So what do you want me to call Janelle for?
About the Save America money. She's calling me right now, so she's free is what I was going to say. I'd rather you talk to her and I'll talk to her.
Yeah, I'll call her as soon as we have. So yeah, I'm sorry, but like my board had me so out of it that I actually shut my ringer off on Friday. I didn't come out of the hole I was in until Saturday night because I went late Saturday afternoon. And I talked with my pastor for about 2 hours, you know, and it was about 2 hours after I was done talking with him that I finally came out of my hole.
Trust me, chick, I'm not – wow. I don't know how much more I can tell you. I fully understand.
Okay, well.
I'm dealing with the same stuff. No, I'm dealing with the same stuff. I had a meeting yesterday before I drove up to Chippewa or to Green Bay. Really? This is what we're fighting about, right? Like, nobody
it's ridiculous.
On Facebook.
It just makes me sick because it's like we all want to do the right thing and we want to support these good candidates. So what's the freaking issue?
Right.
So
okay, Janelle's called me 4 times. Tell her to call me as soon as she's done with you. I will hang up and then you call her and she'll.
All right.
Sorry.
I will call her and I'll tell her to call you when we're done.
Yep. Say bye.
All right. Bye.